You will be given a test to determine your ability to withstand shock.
Well, look who's here.
This is the night when fear and horror walk hand in hand.
Do you feel up to it?
The most terrifying form of evil is that which lurks within the human mind.
Rated X.
Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Are You Watching? I'm your host, Chris. And this is my lovely, beautiful partner, Lisa.
Hello.
How are you doing today, Lisa?
I'm alright.
Well, today we are continuing our wonderful journey through the guinea pig series.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
I'm actually pretty excited for this one. I think it's going to be awesome.
I think it'll be better than the others, hopefully.
Doing Guinea Pig 3, He Never Dies, from 1986. All right, so this one's directed by Masayuki Kasumi.
Okay.
This is the third director in the series.
Uh-huh.
As you know, Hideki Hino did the second one.
Yes.
So it seems like they're just kind of like a different director for every movie.
Yeah, so far.
I don't know. It's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the main character's name, played by Shinsuke Araki. His name's Hideki. I don't know if that's maybe I don't know if it's a coincidence. I mean, considering the director of the second movie is Hideki.
Yeah.
Or maybe this is just a super common name. Maybe it's like, John here in the States.
I mean, it could be, I guess, but...
I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen the name outside of this stuff.
Yeah. I was going to say, I haven't really seen that name a lot, though.
So this one is... It's kind of taking a more comedic turn.
Yeah.
Whereas the first two was really just kind of... fake snuff films. And when I was kind of looking into it, I kind of thought that they took a more comedic turn because like the murders that happened.
Uh-huh.
But this came out like 3 years before the murders, so I guess they just got funny all of a sudden.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe they just wanted to switch it up. Everybody likes to switch things up every once in a while.
Yeah. What do you say we watch this movie?
All right, let's watch it. I feel like this is just to assault you already as soon as the movie starts.
This is what she was listening to in Guinea Pig 1 when they put the headphones on her.
Yeah, this is exactly it. Just this guy talking in English with the guy talking in Japanese over it. And the subtitles. It's all so much. Man, I don't know. I can't even.
I got fucked up by that first part, man. It threw me all off.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It was like an assault to all of your senses. It's like almost giving me a panic attack. Oh. Oh, man. No. I know. It was so funny, and now it's just gross. Oh, why does he have to do it like that? Oh, you know, I'm like freaked out by the wrist thing anyway. It's killing me right now. Ew. No. No. Stop.
Get out of there.
What the hell? Ew. Oh, God, what is he doing now? Oh, no. Ah. What the fuck? Oh.
Grubby?
Grubby? I don't even... Why is this movie the worst so far? He just really wants to die.
Some sick horns on the bed.
Yeah, there is. It's handles. If you didn't feel the pain of it, do you think you would do stuff like that? You think you would just go around cutting yourself for fun? Just to fuck with people? Yeah.
Just to freak people out, maybe.
I damn sure wouldn't. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, looped his fingers in there like it was his belt loops. That was different.
And that's it.
Wow. Okay.
So what'd you think about that one, Lou?
I think it's my favorite so far.
Yeah, me too. I really liked that one.
Yeah, I think that one's my favorite so far.
I think we could have done without that freaking professor dude.
That's what I'm saying. Was that like on purpose meant to just fuck with your head?
I don't think so.
It was really throwing me off because you had the guy saying stuff in English and the subtitles in English, but they weren't matching up.
Oh, they were completely different.
And then you had the freaking Japanese guy talking over it. Oh, it's just too much. It's sensory overload for sure.
Definitely. But all in all, I really liked the movie. I thought it was cool.
It was my favorite out of the three. If I was forced to rewatch one of them, it would be that one.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd probably watch Flower of Flesh and Blood again. I can see why maybe somebody wouldn't like it because it's not super over the top gore.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't a lot of gore. You know, the parts, it was gross. Like, just somebody cutting into their wrist and playing with it.
Yeah, that's probably the worst. Like,
disgusting, you know, but that's not super gory.
Yeah.
Especially because he was like, oh, I can't bleed anymore. And,
yeah.
I don't feel any pain. I really think that the way that they take away the people's ability to feel pain in all these movies makes them seem just so much weirder. You know, you're just sitting there looking at somebody slicing into their own wrist and they're just totally okay with it.
Yeah.
And it just makes it so strange.
Yeah, that has been a parallel between the second and third one, at least.
Yeah. Well, in the first one, I mean, she could feel pain, but
oh, yeah,
didn't act just like it really affected her that much.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so it opens up, and you got, like, an American, almost like a, I don't know, professor or something.
It reminds me of the videos that they make people watch in, like, movies and TV shows, like training videos or something, you know?
Yeah. Talking about mysterious things you can't explain. Even with the ultra-modern technology of 1986. Why do birds travel? What's up with aliens? Why are there different races?
No one can answer these questions.
Not even scientists like this guy. He's a scientist.
Hmm.
Yeah, so our main character, Hideshi, is just sitting in his room, bored. He attempted to cut his wrist, but he couldn't do it. Hurt too bad. So I guess he didn't have his superpowers yet.
Yeah, but I mean, he cut pretty far into his wrist. And then sat there and freaking like sucked on it for a minute and said, ow, it hurts. So it's weird, like why wasn't he still bleeding everywhere, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like he had part of his powers, but not all.
Yeah, so he tries to slit his wrist, but he can't do it. And then spends the rest of the day in his room.
Listening to records.
Yeah, he puts on the Forbidden Punk album. And I think that's where he got his superpowers.
Maybe it is.
He played his record backwards. And now he can't die.
Maybe. The record. Well, I don't know. Maybe it was Japanese.
Sure enough.
I mean, I know it's Japanese, but I was going to say it looked like it had weird symbols on it. But I think it was just the Japanese writing on it.
And so then he goes to work and he's like a, I don't know, freaking accountant or something.
Yeah.
Work sucks. His boss is dick. The girl he likes.
Like somebody else.
Yeah. Goes home. He's like, this is it, man.
Yeah.
Gonna do it no matter what.
We don't know that, but.
He just said no matter what.
Oh, okay. Oh, and then the guy's back.
Hello, it's me again.
Okay.
Yeah, so he was just his normal kid. He passed all his tough
He passed all his entrance exams.
Entrance exams.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, fucking work just wore him down. It fucking sucks. He just goes to work and goes home and spends all his time alone, looks like.
Yep. And it's getting to him mentally and physically, Mr. Scientist says.
He's been in his room for 4 days. He left his room once.
He only left his room once in 4 days.
Let's see what happens. So he's watching TV. Bored. Just hanging out. I guess he's been in his room for 4 days. Going a little crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Drawing faces on his feet.
Yeah.
Singing in the shower.
And then he decides to cut his wrist again.
It's like go time.
Yeah. And this time he just really goes for it. He's got a razor blade just going at it. Twisting it all around and everything.
How do the effects look to you?
I mean, I guess they're not terrible, but I haven't looked too close because I just have a weird thing with wrists anyway. And I can't watch it. Really grosses me out.
Yeah. It's bubbling.
Yeah, it's
or pulsing. It's a nice touch.
Yeah. And he just looks at it and says, I've cut my wrist. And that's it. Like he just,
well, he gets kind of euphoric almost. He finally did it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's finally over. He's laughing and
happy.
He finally killed himself.
Finally killed himself.
But wait.
And then, yeah, after a minute, the music changes and everything. Oh, what's happening? I'm not dying. The bleeding has stopped. And then he just keeps pulling his... He just keeps bending his hand back so that his wrist keeps pulling apart where he sliced it. And it's very disgusting.
Yeah. So bleeding stops. No pain. So he starts just fucking himself up. Stabbing himself with pencils.
Yeah. Shove that pin straight through his arm. The pulling it out was disgusting.
Yeah. He chops off his own hand. Tries to slit his throat.
Man, he just chopped his hand straight off. Like, that was insane.
And he just tosses it behind his shoulder.
Set it up there and just sliced it off. Yeah, and then slit in his own throat. Maybe it's at that point he realized, like, I shouldn't cut my neck all the way. I want to be able to still have a head. That part was kind of gross, too, when he just spit all the blood out.
Yeah, he slits his own throat and then gurgles a bunch of blood out of his mouth. That was pretty gross.
Yeah, that was disgusting.
Tapes his hand back on.
Yeah.
I think he's like trying to decide who he's going to call or fuck with or something.
Yeah, he kind of just goes through everybody in his head.
Yeah.
What they've done to him and...
Boss giving him shit.
Yeah.
All the girls. Like, fuck you. You should die.
Yeah. And then he chokes himself with some rope while he contemplates if it's a dream or if he's just a zombie.
No, yeah, he tries to call, I guess, the equivalent of 911. And he's like, I cut my wrist and it stopped bleeding.
Yeah.
And the operator's like, okay, what do you want me to do about it?
Yeah.
That's good.
I think he started out with, I'm a man who cannot die. Oh, yeah. Or something like that. Like, it's like, I can't die. And they're like, what?
Yeah, so he just goes through his freaking address book, tries to figure out somebody to call. So he decides to call one of the guys from work that's sleeping with the girl he likes. Calls him on the phone. And we see the first ever booby in the guinea pig series. I guess it's not like super overtly sexual.
Yeah.
They do kind of have close-ups of her like dressing and stuff.
Yeah, putting on her underwear. Straightening her underwear.
So he calls his friend from work. Friend's like, man, I ain't going over there. He ends up going over there. Puts on, an Elvis mask. I don't know.
Elvis something. It's not the Elvis we know. He'll say the name in a minute.
How many Elvises are there?
There's lots of different Elvises. I don't know how many there is. It's freaking Elvis. Oh. Okay, it is. Mr. Elvis Nakamura is what he said. I knew he said something else after Elvis. I knew it was something.
It is something. So his friend Masatoshi.
Sure.
Masatoshi comes in with the Elvis mask on.
Trying to scare Hideshi.
Yeah.
But Hideshi is there with I don't know what the thing's called. It's a little, like, graphing triangle thing, you know? The little plastic freaking graphing triangles from school.
Stuck inside of his head.
Yeah, he had it stuck in his head, and he's acting got like, his, you know, throat slit. And
acting like a zombie coming at Elvis.
Hey, welcome to the House of Horrors.
Yeah. Okay, and that freaking knife scene then, whenever he's like, hey, you know, I'm gonna scare you. He pulls out a knife and he like goes to turn it around in his hand, but it just floats in the air for a second. And it was the weirdest thing.
Yeah, he holds the knife up and then he like switches grips.
Uh-huh.
He holds the knife up and lets go. It floats.
Yeah. He just lets go and then changes his grip.
Out of everything in this movie. There. Completely unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'm all right with a guy that can't die. Floating knife. Not having it.
Yeah. And so he takes the knife and stabs himself and starts slicing across his stomach for his friend Mr. Elvis Nakamura to see. And the dude's like, hey, stop. Don't do that. And then he just starts pulling his guts out and telling him about it. Oh, don't worry. This is just my large intestine. It feels good to rip out my intestines and stomach.
Yeah, he starts flinging guts all over him. Freaking stomachs and bladders. Just in there.
Yeah, just throwing his guts all over the guy as he rips them out of his stomach.
And Elvis is just freaked out, crawling all over the floor, screaming.
And he's begging him to forgive him because he's been with the girl.
Yeah.
And then he starts telling him he's spending the company's money. He just starts confessing to all his sins. Like, please stop. Please stop. I'll tell you whatever you want to know. Just stop throwing your guts at me.
Yeah, so eventually the girl that was sitting in the car that came with Elvis.
Oh, he completely ripped his guts out. Like, his whole abdomen area is just hollowed out.
Yeah.
And then he stands back.
You can see his spine.
Yes.
All his guts are gone. You can see his spine.
That's so gross. And then he stands back and just casually hooks his thumbs into his empty abdomen area as if it was his spell loops or something.
Yeah.
That was a very strange part for me. I always have little things that bother me about the movies.
Hey, man. You shouldn't be hooking your thumbs into your...
Oh, it's just so gross. Why would you just do it? Why would you just stand there like that? Like, that's just your casual stance now. It's gross. Anyway, so then the girl that's been waiting in the car...
It's like, hey, this guy's been taking way too long. What's going on up there?
Yeah.
So she goes up in there.
And, well, okay, right before the girl gets there, we have probably the worst horror movie scream I've ever seen. That was so strange.
Yeah, so Hadeshi tells Elvis, hey, you gotta bring an axe when you come over, man. So Elvis brings all kinds of tools and stuff.
Yeah.
And here comes Hadeshi with an axe sticking out of his head and with those garden shears.
Yeah, and the Elvis guy lets out the worst horror movie scream I've ever heard.
It's like hand on face, just
both hands on his face, just like it doesn't sound real. It doesn't sound like it comes from him.
Yeah.
And then the girl has been waiting in the car and she decides it's time to go look for him.
And she walks in, and Hadeshi's head's just sitting on a table.
It's just a head on a table.
Blood everywhere. What the fuck's going on? And Hadeshi he just...
starts making the craziest faces. Just
hamming it up.
And then she sees her little boyfriend laying over there, passed out. And she wakes him up. And she's just not very happy with either of them. She got blood on herself from her boyfriend's clothes, and she's not happy about it.
Yeah, she walked in to a severed head sitting on the table, just laughing and bobbling, and she just isn't fazed by it.
No, she just did not care.
She's more concerned about how dirty the house is.
Yeah, she just starts yelling at them about what a mess they've made.
And by dirt, she means fucking blood everywhere.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, you got me dirty. What's the owner of the room going to say? Well, maybe the owner of the room's going to say, why is there a severed head on the fucking table?
Yeah.
And why is he still alive?
Yeah. I think that's the first question I would have.
She swats in it. She swats the head and it goes bong, bong, bong back and forth.
Yeah. She's just like, man, you're stupid. And just like playfully swats at the severed head on the table. And it just bounces around. She puts his hand on top of his head. She starts cleaning up. She's like, oh, I gotta get this room clean. Starts putting his body parts on him. And he tells her to just leave the room as it is. And she says, you're so silly, just a neck. And Hadeshi has decided that he's a new person now. He's going to go to work now, and he's going to be better than ever.
He's like, yo, hide my dirty movies.
Yeah, don't let this girl see my dirty movies. And, you know, then we're back to the guy talking, asking us what we think about the movie.
Maybe you're an immortal man, Liz.
No.
An immortal woman.
Yeah, so the guy says, what do you think about this movie? Maybe you're an immortal person, too. See you later.
It's the only one way to find out. Slit your wrists.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, I'm thinking he just trying to get people to kill themselves. And then we go to the credits. And it's basically just all the special effects from the movie, really. Like the wrist slitting backwards.
Yeah, it plays everything in reverse.
I'm going to go through a little bit of that.
Yeah. As the credits roll, it goes back to the head on the table. You got the headless body, I assume, kicking its feet up in the air, and they're all just playing with the body parts.
Yeah, the guy's tickling the feet.
It's a real wholesome scene.
Yeah, it's almost like an outtakes or something in the credits, but yeah, they're all just playing around.
Yeah, and that's Guinea Pig 3. He never dies.
It's definitely the best out of the three so far for me. Definitely not the goriest, though. It was probably the least gore out of all of them.
Yeah, aside from like the maybe the wrist cutting scene.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was all pretty mild.
Not even the wrist cutting scene, the playing with the wrist scene. Yeah. He just kept pulling it open and sticking his fingers in it and stuff. So that was probably the worst scene.
Yeah, even like the severed head on the table. I mean, it was just so goofy and funny that it, I mean, all of it was just pretty funny. So I guess that kind of helped it not be so disturbing.
Yeah, I think the comedic part of it took away some of the horror part.
Yeah, and I could see how somebody goes from Guinea Pig 2 to Guinea Pig 3, and they probably wouldn't like this one, but...
Yeah.
I really like it.
Well, if you liked Guinea Pig 2, then you might not like this one.
Yeah.
But I did not like the other two. That's funny, because when we were watching the movie... There was the part right before the Nakamura guy gets the phone call to come over.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're laying there in that little twin-size bed together. Yeah. And I was like, man, if Chris asks me what my favorite part of the movie is, I'm going to say it's this part because it reminds me of when we were teenagers. You know, sleeping over at other people's houses in little twin-size beds all the time. Mm-hmm. Just hanging out, talking. And then we see the first boob immediately after I think that. And I was like, oh, that's funny. It's going to be Chris's favorite part too now because it's our first boob scene.
I just really like the boob.
I think my favorite part was the boob scene. We see our first boob.
And we've seen it together, Lynn.
Yeah.
So now it's a special moment for both of us.
But no, it was, I liked it. It had like, you know, kind of a story to it.
Yeah, it did.
It wasn't just a faux snuff film like the other two we've watched.
Yeah, it's so, refreshing, that's for sure.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, I mean, the story's kind of fucked up, kind of sad, you know?
Yeah.
Well, there's a freaking million people out there. Shitty jobs, just go to work and come home, and it's an unfulfilling life.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of people commit suicide, and it's almost worse to finally do it because he's been struggling for so long to just kill himself.
Yeah.
And he finally does it, and he's so happy, probably the happiest he's been in a long time, as he's just sitting there waiting to die. And then
it just doesn't happen. Does.
Even like themes like that, the whole thing is, it's really just kind of a comedy movie. So,
yeah,
it kind of gets glazed over a little bit, but there's some pretty dark themes in here.
Yeah, there definitely is. And like I said, I definitely think that the comedy part smooths some of the edges that the other ones have.
I'd like to talk about Kyoko.
Yeah.
She just walks to the room with fucking severed head, headless body, blood all over the place.
And yeah.
She's just like, why is this house so dirty?
Yeah. She was seriously unbothered by the severed head. Like, did not care at all.
Like, the whole time she's in, they never even got to like, hey, why are you decapitated right now? Yeah.
No, she just yelled at him for having the dirty house. And it needs to be cleaned or somebody's going to be mad.
And that's what leads a guy to slit his wrist. Just completely uncaring. These bitches out here are heartless.
I'm so sorry, us bitches are heartless.
Yeah, you know, here's a guy. He just wants a little attention. Some affection, even. He cut his own fucking head off. And you're like, hey, why is your house so dirty?
Oh my gosh. All right, so what else?
Yeah, so I thought maybe Hideshi was walking down the same street as the victims of Flower and Flesh and Blood, but doesn't look like they're the same. It kind of looks similar, but...
Yeah, not the same.
All right, Liz, so let's rate this sucker.
All right.
What's your star rating?
Oh, man, I can't even. What did I rate the other ones? I can't even remember now. It's been too long.
Yeah. You gave the first one a 1.
Okay.
I want to say you gave the second one a 2.
Man, that seems bad. I shouldn't have done that. Man, that's crazy. Okay. So, if I gave the first one a 1-star and I gave the second one a 2-star, that sucks. Well, I'm going to go with...
You're going to give this one a 3-star.
Mm-mm.
And then the fourth one will be 4 stars.
No, I can't do it. That's what I'm saying.
The fifth one's going to be the perfect movie, I think.
I think not. I think that when this is over, I'm going to want to rethink all of my ratings for every movie we've watched. I think I'm going to give this one a 2.5 star rating.
Okay.
And that's going to be like a true rating.
True rating.
Just, you know, just going back right now, I would say like half a star for getting pick one. And then like, you know, 1.5 for getting pick 2.
Okay.
Just putting that on the record now. 2.5 stars for getting pick 3.
Okay. Yeah, I think I gave the first one 2.5 stars. So, yeah, I screwed up my ratings from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would probably rate that one a little less now.
Yeah.
And I think I gave Guinea Pig 2.3 stars.
Probably. I think you should start writing yours down, too. That's what I just decided to do. I'm going to keep a list here.
Yeah, I was going to have a file, type them all up, but I need to get our list going, too.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give Guinea Pig 3.5 stars.
All right.
I really liked it. It was funny. Probably could have been a little gorier, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I guess based on your other ratings, 3.5 is good.
And, you know, they're still short and sweet. And I like that about these movies.
I do, too.
All right, Lise, how spicy is this movie?
I still can't participate in your spiciness scale.
This one's not spicy. This one's...
No, it's not spicy. Although we saw our first boob, so it's spicy.
It's a little spicy. This is Taco Bell hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Not spicy.
And you get the little joke on the package.
And you get a little joke. There you go. Yeah. See, you can do the spicy scale. Would you recommend this movie to anybody?
Yeah, out of all the guinea pig movies, this would be the one I would probably recommend to people.
Yeah, I think I could recommend this one to anybody.
Yeah. I mean, maybe not anybody, but anybody who has the patience to watch a foreign film. Because most of our friends are not going to do that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they got to be open to subtitled movies. But other than that, yeah. All right, Lisa, now we're going to put this movie on our list of our favorite movies. Where does it fall?
Well, it's definitely going to be 1 for me.
Right now, we got Guinea Pig 2 at the top.
Uh-huh.
With Guinea Pig 1 at the bottom.
Yeah.
So you're bumping Flower, Flesh, and Blood off the 1 spot.
Yeah.
Sticking He Never Dies in there.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do the same.
Yeah. I think that it's the top movie so far.
Yeah. I think so too. I wonder how different our lists are going to get.
I don't know. We got to start keeping track of it though.
Well, at least I think that's going to wrap this one up.
Okay.
Next episode, we're going to be covering Guinea Pig 4, Devil, Woman, Doctor.
I'm kind of excited about that just based on the title. I think it's going to be good. Devil, Woman, Doctor.
Yeah, this one's gonna be wild.
That's also 1986.
Yeah. I think this continues the kind of comedic aspect.
Okay.
But I guess we'll find out next time on What the Fuck Are You Watching?
Yeah.
Say bye, Elise.
Bye.
Bye.
That's damn good.
Did you think this podcast was as good as Instant Noodles? Or is it more like a cobalt blue tarantula? Leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening to this podcast at. Get in touch with us at WTFAreYouWatchingPod@gmail.com, where you can leave reviews for the movies we've been watching, recommend other movies for us to watch, or leave any questions or comments for us to answer. Either way, thanks for listening.